before you got your report card, but all of us were dying to know our grade. Now, I wasn't so excited about getting to know my grade in American history because I knew I hadn't done so well. This was the first 6 weeks. And he would call you by alphabetical order, and you would come to his desk, and he would take the eraser end of the pencil and point to your name and then your grade. And he called me forward, and I had a D minus. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, "David, you're more capable than that." Now, I don't know why those simple words clicked with me, but it did. I thought, this man has confidence in me. This man thinks I can do it. And really, seriously, and truly, I think every other grading period I got an A in his class. Maybe I had 6 weeks I got a B. But he instilled in you the desire of excellence and the desire to be a better person and to be the best you could be. We're going to miss him. It's like my father, who passed away in 1994. Sometimes I'll get up and I'll say, I can't believe Dad's gone. That's how it is with Coach. We did the mobile dental unit this year. Larry came up and worked, and we went back in my office, and Larry said, I didn't come to the service that day because, he said, I just didn't want to be a blubbering idiot. And he sat there, and as we talked about Coach, this time without him present, we both shed tears. Well, I don't know who said it, I didn't, but it's been said that a man preaches his own funeral in the life that he lives. If that's true, and it is, really, this service today is for us. Because Ed Campbell's preached his own funeral in the life that he lived. If I could, let me lead you in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the life of Coach Campbell. How he touched each of us. How he lived a life before us to cause us to want us to excel. Lord, I pray for the family today. I thank you for all of these events of this weekend. And Lord, through all eternity, I'm looking forward to the day when, yes, there is a place called heaven. And Lord, I'm ready to go there. And I trust that people here today are ready. If they're not, may they look into their life and think about trusting the same Jesus that Ed Campbell knew, that I know. And we know when that appointed time of death comes, and we don't know when it will be, whether it's in an accident or whether it's through illness or whether it's in a tragedy like affected Coach, when that time comes, may we be ready to meet you. Or when the trumpet sounds and Lord Jesus, you return, may we be ready. But Lord, as we look for you and we are ready, we also are mindful that we're going to see loved ones and friends again. I long to hear Coach's voice again. I long to sit down and talk with him again. Thank you for your strength, your grace, and mercy. Thank you for your word. And we give you glory for this time in Christ's name. Amen.